You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Oh, freedom.
This is Donnie O. Betts, producer-director of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days and The Eclectic. For the next month, I'll be bringing you special reports from Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, The Eclectic. I'm covering the trial of two officers from the Royal Police Department, Randy Rodina and Jason Rosenblatt, who are charged with three felony counts resulting in the death of Elijah McClain in 2019. Now, I don't know how many of you remember Walkman and other kind of devices you put over your ears to listen to music. Today, everything's earbuds or connected to your phone. And I know many of you probably have been walking down the street or walking in a park or whatever you, and listen to music or podcasts like this, and you flail your arms and you kind of bob your head to the beat and things like that. That was what's happening the night that Elijah McClain left the convenience store on August 24th, 2019. Another young man called 911 and reported seeing someone sketchy.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
South, yeah, he's walking south on Billings Street. He has a mask on.
Okay.
And then when I passed by him, he puts his hands up and does all these kinds of signs. I don't know, he looks sketchy. He might be
okay.
A good person or a bad person.
Yeah. So don't follow him or anything. We're going to have officers come check the area, okay?
Okay.
Elijah was wearing a runner's mask. He was a runner. These two officers responded to that call of the 911, among many other officers from the Royal Police Department. Now, what happened next is going to be up for debate. So as I sat in the courtroom and watched the jury selection, which is very interesting, selection went on for some time. Each party had a chance to accept or reject jury members. The makeup of the jury is very interesting. I won't really tell you about it until later on. But there were a lot of similarities of what was chosen and not chosen when it came to the jury selection. Then came to the open arguments, which once again was very interesting. Each side presented their case, what they're going to, how they're going to try this case. The state attorney general's office, who's bringing the charges against these officers, played moments of the video from body cam footage from the police officers, which was available. Some was actually not available because the officers said their cameras was knocked off on the ground, so you see a lot of grass in some of these videos. But you could hear Elijah's voice in many of them, saying over and over, said seven times, I can't breathe. As he was put in a carotid hold, he was also restrained against the wall and then taken to the ground. The force against his arm was so great that you actually heard bone popping. So this young man was 5'6". 140 pounds. Attorneys for the police officers say that once the paramedics arrived, it was their responsibility to take care of this young man. But as you'll hear on a lot of the body cam, it sounds like the officer instructed the paramedics to give him the ketamine because they said he was talking crazy, wasn't making any sense, had incredible strength, and so on and so forth. Well, this is the narrative we hear a lot of time when it comes to black people. Oh, they were so strong, you know, they're an animal, they're a beast, or whatever like that. They didn't say any of those words, but they said he was incredibly strong, shows amazing strength. My question is, what would you do if you're fighting for your life? Elijah McClain's mother was visibly shaken as she listened to this footage for over an hour, hearing her son suffering, She left the courtroom in tears Friday. Her shoulders were shaking when I was sitting right behind her. I could see her stressed. She refused any tissue, anything like that. But when she left the courtroom, others have reported that they could hear her sobbing. And later when I saw her walking down the sidewalk, she was still visibly shaken an hour later. Now, as I said earlier, Elijah McClain was 5'6", 140 pounds. And normally for someone that size, that drug that was given him, ketamine, would be 320 to 350 milligrams for an individual of his weight. But he was given 500 milligrams. 500 milligrams. 5'6", 140 pounds. Never once was Elijah McClain asked his name. He said, "I am Elijah McClain." He also said, "All I'm trying to do is become better. I'll do it. I'll do anything. Sacrifice my identity. I'll do it." He compliments the officers. "You're all phenomenal. You're beautiful. And I love you." But they keep telling him, "Don't do it. Don't do it. We'll put the canine on you. What are you doing, dude? Relax." He says seven times, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe properly." He vomited. Vomiting into the mask, goes back down into his lungs. Now, Dr. Moss from the University of Colorado Health Science Center was the doctor who pronounced him brain dead after doing a series of tests twice. That's the type of thing that the doctors do in order to pronounce someone who is brain dead. It doesn't have brain activities anymore, can't breathe on their own. Not responding to light being shined in their eyes. The pupils, no kind of affidavit. The rise of the chest is not there. Even the paramedic in the ambulance said the chest wasn't rising anymore. So basically when he was put in on a gurney and transported to the hospital, he was probably already had passed away. But it was 3 days later when he was pronounced brain dead. And then on the 30th of August, he died. Elijah McClain, after that first encounter with police on August 24th, 2019. I can't breathe. It was a total of 18 minutes and 2 seconds that he encountered these police officers from the Royal Police Department. So hopefully there'll be a fair and impartial trial leading up to this. Verdict that will be coming sometime in the next month or so. It's estimated that the trial would last for about a month. And hopefully I will come to you again with more information about this trial. I will say I wanted to talk about the body language that I saw in the courtroom that day from the two defendants. The one, Rosenblatt, looked straight ahead, no emotions that I could tell, and Randy Rodina had kind of a nervous twitch when he was listening to the body cam footage, moving his neck around and around and shrugging his shoulders and things like that. There was one jury member who actually was dozing off during this body cam footage. Just think about that for a minute. Many of them were taking notes. They have clipboards that they can take notes on, and they have to leave at the court every day. But that's some of the things I saw body language-wise and just personalities within the courtroom. My name is Donnie Betts, and thank you so much for listening to this brief report on the trial of Elijah McClain, police officers that are being charged with 3 felonies. Be free.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.